Hi besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, and we are back for another week of some super fun interviews. Last week we went down to Oz and we did an interview with Miss Beverly Kills. And
fabulous.
This week we decided, you know what, now that we're here, we might as well just stay. And we decided to interview Miss Molly Poppins.
Molly Poppins. Yes. So fun. I think Molly is one of those queens that it's so cool to see them get onto Drag Race because we have some history together. We get into this in the interview, but just a little preview. Yeah, Molly and I came up together in the drag community. So to see them slay on the second season of Down Under, it's like, what are our lives? So full circle.
Isn't it fun to be like, have a connection with someone and then all of a sudden you turn on your TV and there they are.
100%.
I haven't had an experience like that where it's like I've known someone and then all of a sudden they got on Drag Race and I didn't like know they were even auditioning.
Yeah.
I think I don't know what that feeling would have been, but it was probably exciting.
Totally. I'll ask Kendall and Gia when they saw me come on.
Yeah, because you kept it really under wraps.
Very tight-lipped.
So they are actually surprised.
Truly.
I wish we did that in season one. We all just had big mouths.
No, but it's more fun that way. But before we dive in, Juice, how have you been? You're here for Vancouver Pride.
Oh, yeah.
We're recording in person, which is so much fun. Juice is very sleep deprived, so.
So normally, like my gigs is sit around the like midnight range. Like the latest usually my shows go is that, or I do a lot of brunches now. And I did 3 shows yesterday with my last show ending at 2 a.m.
Oof.
And then I went to Denny's, me and the girlfriend experience, decided to go to Denny's with some people. And that, which means I didn't get back into my Tommy's place, my manager's place, until 3, which meant I didn't finish really washing my face because I was so tired. And I was too, you know when you're too tired to wash your face?
Yes.
I was too tired to wash my face, so I was just kind of sitting on the couch like, don't fall asleep, but also please go wash your face for about 30 minutes before I could like go wash my face. So I wasn't like really asleep until 4.
Ew.
I know. And think about it too. I'm on Eastern time and I'm in Vancouver. So I went to bed at 7 a.m.
Our delicate little lamb.
I didn't sleep.
Anytime Juice has said something silly today, she just goes, 3 hours of sleep.
3 hours of sleep.
I'm running on 3 hours of sleep. Give me a break.
You know, I don't run well with not a lot of sleep. I need sleep and I need food.
Well, I'm shocked you went for Denny's then. I thought you would be like the self-aware goddess.
You know what?
And go home.
But you know when you hit that point of like you're so tired.
If I'm out, I'm out.
I'm out, I'm out.
If I'm gonna be out, I'll stay out.
I'm gonna be out. And then when you see those people that you just don't get to see, like the girlfriend experience, for those of you that don't know, is this incredible trans performer from Vancouver. I've known her for years and years and years, and I am just enamored by her. I think she is just so sweet and lovely and fun. And she's not someone I get to see often.
Totally.
So when she was like, "Do you want to get food?" I was like, of course I want to get food. And also, I was actually talking about this last night. I know this is a bit of a tangent. There's something about trans women. When they ask me to do something, I'm always like, immediately yes. I don't know what it is. It's like, you know what? I may be gay, but I'm still a man. And you are a beautiful, soft lady. And
aww, I like that.
I will do whatever you want. I don't know what it is.
It's almost like a queerized chivalry.
Almost, yeah. If a trans woman is just like, can you please help me do this? I'm like, yes. Yes, I will use my big, strong man arms and I will do this for you. Like
your big, strong man arms to blur
Berlin's vagina.
I was going to say, I think it was more soft skills on the computer.
Yeah, but like, even if she were to be like, choose my suitcase is a little too heavy, can you carry it 8 blocks on your back? I'd be like, yes, I can.
You love beautiful things.
I just love beautiful things and I love beautiful women. She actually, this is another sleepy tangent. She performed, she does this thing where she just gets completely naked on stage.
Yes.
And she performed Touch It by Ariana Grande completely naked on stage with a giant fan.
With the tinsel hair?
No tinsel hair. She was very upset that she didn't have the tinsel hair. She told me, she was like, I wish you saw it with the whole act. She was like, but this was fine, I guess. And at one point you just saw 8 twinks in the front row with their jaw on the floor clutching their chest and you could smell her, and I swear to God, I think her vagina smells like flowers. I was like, it smells lovely back here. I was like, it is absolutely, I don't know if it's her perfume or her vagina, but she
it smells lovely. Lovely back here. Are your legs open?
They were. I was watching the performance.
Floral.
Floral.
Floral
it
pussy.
It was just beautiful. So anyways,
So you've been having a good Vancouver Pride?
I've been having a lovely Vancouver Pride. What about you? Tell me about yours.
It was so fun. We had the gig at the Aquarium together last night. You're a fabulous MC.
Thank you.
Did we love the Ariel homage?
Yeah, Kendall and Cynthia did an act where Kendall was new Ariel.
Live action Ariel.
Live action. And Cynthia was OG.
Classic cartoon.
Classic. And it was this, it was a really fun number. You guys should do that more often.
We're going to.
It was cool. Yeah. Like, it was like the way that you did it and then the way she came out, and it really excited the audience.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I loved it.
I have fun now when it's like, I like making specific looks for projects. Like mm-hmm. for this, the Aquarium, this Little Mermaid performance. Obviously, I didn't have this look together. So quickly last week, I made it. I was really happy with how it turned out.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. With that red, poofy whipped cream hair. I've never... You actually gave me a wig, a similar color, come to think of it, but it had the white streaks in it. Do you remember when I was in Toronto for Fan Expo last year?
No.
Well, you gave me a wig. Anyways, this is my first time wearing that kind of deeper red color.
Beautiful. And you can't look bad in a bright, bright red like that. It's stunning.
Yes, but it's not as bright as you think. It's kind of on the darker side.
It's still beautiful.
Thank you. So I felt very pretty, very Disney-coated.
There's nothing. Actually, Kendall had said to me later that she has never felt more beautiful and fun than being a Disney princess. Mm-hmm. She was just like, it was almost like gender-affirming. I was just like, I looked at her, I was like, babe, I always perform as a Disney princess. You have no idea.
I see why. It's fun.
It's fun, and you just feel, it's almost like healing your inner child.
Something like that,
princess. You can feel like, it's almost like as queer people and as gay men, we're told that we can't love those things. And then
totally.
To fall into that character, you're like, I feel mm-hmm. beautiful. I feel beautiful.
There was a moment in the choreo where like we do this whole mirror bit because I'm the classic cartoon, she's the live action, and Kendall's face.
So intense.
Well, she was like welling up.
Yeah, she was very excited.
She was like gonna start crying. And I was like, good girl, you're not at your mark.
I was actually giving her a few more braids and dreads in her hair, and she was just like, she was almost getting emotional. She was like, you have no idea how much this
it
means to
really
me.
It really meant a lot to her. But so it's super special.
But it's another one of those things where it's just like Ariel was white, and now you see this black hair, she's able to kind of see herself.
Totally.
This princess, and then she's able to live it on the thing. It's healing your inner child. But speaking of healing your inner child, we're going to get right to this interview.
This interview.
It's healing your inner child. So we're going to get into this interview with Molly Poppins. We're so excited to be able to chat with her. We really hope you guys enjoy it.
All right, SQ Cuties. We are so excited to have another Aussie queen on the pod this week. This particular queen and I, we go way back from the Vancouver drag scene. We are so excited to have Molly Poppins on the podcast today.
Oh my God, hello. Or should I say g'day, g'day, g'day. Hey girls, how we doing?
So good. Molly, you're in Vancouver for Vancouver Pride.
I am in Canada. I'm in Vancouver. I've come home for just a little bit, and it feels good to be home.
It's so fun. So SQ Cuties, a fun fact, Molly Poppins and I, we came up together in the drag scene. Like, you moved to Vancouver from Australia. Were you doing drag beforehand, or was Molly born in BC?
So, like, I was kind of, like, dabbling in drag in Australia. Right. Like, I'd, like, went out a few times. I was living on the Gold Coast, but, like, I'd never performed or anything. And then, like, I don't know, just the scene where I was, like, kind of from, it seemed a bit cutthroat. Like, if you weren't somebody, you know, you couldn't get on a stage. So I was like, oh, no, I'm just going to, like, go to the club and, like, serve. But, like, I was a baby queen, so I wasn't really serving.
Right.
But then I, like, just moved here just totally randomly. Like, it's just, like, you know, something to do, life experiences. Had a few friends that lived over here, so I was like, you know what, let's move to Canada. And so I brought like a little bit of drag with me. Yeah, it was busted drag, but yeah.
I don't think it's busted. I always thought you looked great.
I did come up in the scene pretty quickly, like, because you know, like with the, like, you know, help of, like, you know, the sisters around me,
totally.
I was like able to kind of like, okay, let's do drag. Mm-hmm. And I did, you know, I was here for like 2 weeks, and then I did a VNDS, so that's what really kind of...
Oh, you did VNDS.
I did VNDS, yes.
Oh.
So I'm the VNDS,
alum. For those of you, for our listeners who don't know, VNDS is Vancouver's Next Drag Superstar. It is a huge competition out here.
Huge.
Huge, huge, huge.
How many weeks is it, Molly?
When I did it, it was like 5 weeks.
It's insane. It's like over a month long. And each week is giving like huge challenges for you to run away and bring back for a whole next week.
Group challenges, design challenges, like everything, like to do in a space of a week. And yeah, I had only like lived here for like 2 weeks. And my friend's like, oh, you should do this. I was like, oh, fuck it. Why not? Like,
oh my God, what an entry into drag.
I did that. So that kind of just like, you know, like catapulted me into the scene and people were like, who is this? But you know, she made it to finale, like never having performed before, so like VMDS was like my debut.
I love it though. It's a really great way to showcase what you're made of in a competition. So the fact that you did it 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, and I didn't even know what I was made of. I was just like, let's do
That's
it.
What I mean,
like,
you're almost showing yourself. You're like, hey, the competition will push you harder than anything else, wouldn't you say? I feel like that's like...
That's actually how I started doing drag.
Right? Yes.
I was the same thing. I was about a month in and I started doing one called Cruise and Tango's Drag Race. It was our local bar and it was an 8-week competition. Same thing, same layout, everything. We didn't have Tommy D.
We had
no Tommy D. But we, but yeah, it was the same thing and it just, it kind of boot camps you into being good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and then like, and yeah, shout out to Armor Bitches, you know, with the sequel. Like, you know, doing the sequel like every Sunday night at XY.
Yep.
You know, just kind of, get you like a little bit of practice in and then
absolutely.
You know,
who beat you?
In the scene.
Who won?
Kendall won that year.
Oh, yeah. Rough.
So
it's a rough year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard. it's a hard one to beat.
I did make it to the finale that year, and I was like, oh, look at me go. And then I did do it a year later, and I placed a bit higher. Gia won that year.
Oh, rough. One to beat. Rough one to beat.
God damn.
Rough one to beat.
You must love the Brat Pack.
I know. Oh, love.
She enters again. Cynthia beats her.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I decide to do the VMDS.
Yeah.
So when did you move back to Australia from Vancouver? That was a couple years ago.
It was
obviously before Down Under. We're gonna get into that.
Yeah, it was sort of 4 years ago. So it was like just after Pride 2019. I was like, my visa was
right,
like,
before COVID.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to leave. Like, I love it here. I've made such a life here. And like,
I remember you saying this, because I remember one time we bumped into each other at the airport after DragCon LA.
Yeah.
We had a delayed flight together.
Yeah. Just chilling at the airport.
And I remember you mentioning this. So you, it wasn't your choice to go back to.
No, I like was like extending my like visa as much as I could. But then I was like, it was kind of at that point where I was like, okay, you've extended it enough. Like, you need to like go home now. Just like, fuck off. So I went back and I was like really sad. It was just after Pride. And then like the first few months, like being back, I was like so depressed. So I'm just like, oh, like I miss Canada. I hate Australia. But then I started to get my name out and stuff and like, you know, in the drag scene in Newcastle and Sydney. And I'm like, okay, no, this is all right. I'm making waves.
Yeah.
And then like 6 months after living at home, like COVID hit and then come the depression again.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Of course, yes.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Hello. It's depression calling.
Hi.
Still, so that was hard. And then, because I was like, oh, I just kind of like was starting to make a name for myself in Australia, like having to work from the bottom again, but like also like knowing your like your place and worth, because like a lot of, there were some queens that were like, oh, like, we're getting mad that I was like getting gigs like straight away because they're like, oh, she's brand new. And I'm like, well, I'm not brand new.
No, you weren't brand new. Doing it.
Yeah.
You were just brand new to Australia.
Yeah, like I paid my dues elsewhere, honey. Like, so there was like ruffled a few feathers, but then we went to lockdown and no one had gigs, so it was fine. And then, and then fast forward.
You see their casting.
So Drag Race Down Under become a thing. So I saw season one. I wasn't asked. They were all asked. I was like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, I was like,
is that how that
works? Season one was all invite only.
They were scouted.
Yeah.
And I wasn't asked, but I was like, fair, you know, I just moved back. They don't know who I am. That's fine.
They needed to, you know, catch that flame a little longer. Yeah.
Season two, but when season one came out, I was like, you know what, bitch, I'm going to get on that show. I'm going to get on season two. Let's save some money. So like, I worked my ass off for a year, save some money. And then, like, season two rolled around, like, it was open auditions. I was like, perfect.
Well,
all right.
High five.
I'm going to get on. And then, yeah, I fucking...
I kind of love that a little bit more. You weren't approached, so you're like, no, let me audition for you and show you what I'm made of.
Yeah.
In a way, that's almost even more punk.
Yeah.
And I like that.
It's a bit punky.
And I will say...
it's a little punk.
And I will say season two, arguably is a little bit more of the better one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would say, like, it was a lot more entertaining. I found the cast to be a little bit more dynamic. Like, I don't like the idea of an invite only because it's hard to create those stories when you don't have, like, the whole roster of everyone auditioning and everyone showing you what they got.
That's what I think about my season as well. Like, season one, like, had some great queens.
They're
like,
great. Nothing to take away
from
them.
All very well known. All, like, kind of, like, the corporate queens. Like, they're all friends. And then, like, you get to my season, it was kind of like a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, the formula to make, like, you know, a Drag Race season.
Yeah, because then you get, like, the drama, you get the fights, you get the connections that you wouldn't have expected, you know? So,
like, me going in, I knew, like, of a lot of the queens, but, like, the only one that I knew personally was Hannah. So, like, I went in and I was just like, I don't know any of these bitches, but, like, that's why I kind of gravitated towards Hannah. But then me and Beverly got really close, so.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, love all the girls, but, yeah.
Which ones don't you like? Sorry.
Oh, well,
all right. So what was your experience filming the show like, though? Because I know, like, Drag Race can be very stressful, you know, and it can be a lot, and it can be, like mine was very cold, hers was very warm, you know?
Temperature.
You know, did you have, like, any, like, peak moments that you were really excited about?
So, like, it was obviously difficult, but, like, I was just there, and I'm just like, bitch, like, I'm here. Like, I was having a good time. Like, some people were going through it, like, emotionally, mentally, and I'm just like, oh, no, like, this is fun.
That must be so nice.
It was
That's
nice.
That's lovely.
I was just
panic attack free. No panic attacks.
You know.
You did come across very cool, calm, and collected.
Yes.
Like, you genuinely were having a great time.
I mean, like, the first few episodes, I was, like, freaking out, like, shit in a brick. I was, like, so nervous.
But I liked how real you were about it.
Yeah,
It would be worse to, like, I'm fine, I'm gonna mask.
Yeah.
And smile through the stress, whereas I felt like in your confessionals, you're very just open.
Yeah.
It's like a fluidity to your thoughts,
yeah.
Which is how
tired
you
of being
it.
A sloppy bottom.
I was trying to, like, hide, like, me sweating. I was just like, oh my god, like, don't let him see your sweat. But then, I, like...
Yeah.
Like, the first day was, like, a lot. As, like, you know, the first day is always
the
so
first
day,
yeah. The first day is intense.
And, like, you had design challenges first day as well?
Yeah.
So
fucking stupid.
Like, first day, you're there until, like, I don't know how long you were there for, but I remember I got there at, like, 10 a.m.
How long did they give you to sew yours? We got 8 hours.
We got about 8. But we left at, like, 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
I think,
and then you slept for, like, 3 hours and they brought you right
back.
Back.
So
yeah.
The first day was obviously a lot. And then I was like, I was just stressing out. I'm like, I don't sew, I don't do this, I don't do that. But then I, like, kind of won the first challenge just randomly. So I was like, okay, no, this is easy, I can do this. So,
Drag Race is
then,
fun.
And I was like, this is fun. Like, so I remember, like, prepping for Drag Race was more stressful than actually doing Drag Race. And, like,
tell me about it.
It was just,
what was your strategy? Because you get this call, you only have finite amount of time.
I want to be you. I want to be in that mind. That sounds fabulous.
Like, once I got there, I'm just like,
It was all front loaded. Like, you back home, that's where you felt the pressure.
I felt the pressure back home because I'd only been back into Australia for a while. I didn't know any designers. I lived in Newcastle.
Yeah.
We also had to get ready over, like, Christmas and New Year's.
Stop.
No one wants
to be working.
I don't know if I can say this, but yeah, we had like three and a half weeks to get ready.
Oh, that's fine. You can say stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're fine.
And then I'm like, she's still in contract.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
For the next couple
bleep,
of
bleep, bleep,
next
bleep.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, getting ready over Christmas and New Year's, like, and, like, we were, like, getting ready through the Omicron breakout. So,
oh, my God.
Everyone was getting, like...
Oh, my God, I forgot about
the
variant.
Like, the variant's the one that was, like...
I blocked that out. I completely forgot that even happened.
And, like, we had to go to another country and, like, have, like, a country that, like, their borders were still closed.
Yeah.
It was, like, we had to get, like, visa
exemption. It's filmed in New Zealand.
Yeah, and they're, like, I was just, like, oh, you know, like, all my friends are getting COVID. Like, what if I get COVID? They're, like, you just can't come.
You just can't come. No,
oh, my God.
So, I was, like, that was, like, an extra level of stress. Like,
season two girlies, COVID was like a real factor. You were swabbed every day on set, I'm sure.
No, we weren't.
No, because they were in New Zealand.
Because we're in New Zealand.
It didn't exist there.
It didn't exist. But once we got through, it was good.
Because my nose by the end. I was like, no more swabs.
Yeah, no.
But if you tested positive, what would they do? Wouldn't they send
you
away? You
just wouldn't go.
You just wouldn't go. They'd do it with one less. I heard that they do seasons with girls one less.
Yeah. Because it's like all of a sudden it can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. So did you make a lot of your looks yourself then if you were struggling to find designers? Or did you pull it together?
I pulled it together.
Okay,
made some friends.
I don't know if you've seen the episode where I got eliminated. I was wearing something very questionable because I didn't have a designer to make it. So I got my friend's mum to make my...
Oh, that's so nice.
My friend's mum, who like, you don't know how to use a sewing machine. But like, it wasn't obviously designer level. But like, I was like, yeah. So that was the only like kind of... outfit that I struggled with getting someone. I was just like, you know what, like, let's just get something together. And my friend's mom was like, I can sell these for you. Like,
so obviously that's the one you got eliminated.
That's why I got eliminated.
Fabulous.
And I was like, you know,
like, you can't get mad at her because like, your friend's mom.
Yeah, I'm just like,
did she feel bad?
She, I think a little bit.
She went, oh no.
Because when I come home, she didn't want...
No, she went, oh
no. Oh no.
She went, oh no. When I come back, she didn't want spoilers. She's like, I don't know, want to know where you placed this and that. And like in my head, I'm just like, I got eliminated in your mom's outfit. You fucked me.
Oh no. Her mom's just but, like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But you know, it is what it is. You know, like I was like, I pulled things together and like, I just like, I need to go there with something. So... yeah, fair. Limited time, limited resources.
It's
you know?
Tricky. You roll the dice because you're prepping for so many looks,
yeah.
And there's that little voice in your head being like, "Will I wear this on the runway? Like, will I make it to this point
right.
in the competition?" You never know. Right?
I did also like have a lot of self doubt. I was like, I saw that runway. I'm like, oh, that's episode 7. You know, like
I won't even be there.
Like, and
oh
like,
no,
you know. And then it's also the makeover challenge where like. It's hard one to prep for, and a lot of people just put it on like
the back burner,
yeah. Like you know, yeah. Just like the afterthought that one. So,
totally.
And then like when I got through to that episode, I was just like, Rue's like, you're safe. I was like, oh yeah, I made another episode. I like, walked up to the back of the stage, and then I was like, oh shit, I gotta wear that next week. I might go home.
Yeah.
This might be it.
Oh no, and then. They were like,
I mean, they were paying extra attention to me that episode, so I knew, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you always get the feeling.
Yeah,
that little bit of extra attention.
Yeah.
I should have noticed on episode 1. That was really getting, I was
no,
like,
it's not fair
I just thought
fair.
I was a star.
It's episode 1, so you don't know.
Yeah.
You can't tell. At that point, you just think always. They were
yeah.
just like,
I was sitting there, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, I just feel so popular.
Yeah. Yeah, you sit there thinking, like, I'm the one.
Yeah,
I'm
the narrator of the season. Nope, yeah. Just episode 1.
Speaking of RuPaul, all three of us have been on
Drag
know,
Race.
The franchise of Drag Race, but Juice and I have not competed in front of RuPaul. Like,
no.
I think I would shit my pants a little bit. Were you intimidated?
Like, yes. Like, the first time she just, like, kind of walked through, like, the workroom, it's
yeah.
just, like, it's a bit surreal. It's, like, it's just, like... For, like, a second, you have to, like, take yourself back out and be like, oh, wait, I'm not watching the TV right now. Like,
yeah.
She's right in front of me. Like, we're breathing the same air. But, yeah, it was crazy. Like, just, I don't know how to explain it.
Did
honestly.
You see the sweatpants?
Okay, so we saw the sweatpants once.
I would have
so
laughed. I would have like,
We all saw it once. It was episode 3. So we're on the stage, we just did our like comedy brunch challenge, and then we're sitting on the stage and then she goes for a break and like we see her in like peripherals, she gets up and she walks behind us, we're like, don't look, don't look, don't look. But as soon as she passes us, we all just turn our heads and look, saw the sweatpants. Yeah.
Is it like a Madonna? Like you can't look at her?
Oh, I don't know. Like we all felt like, well just don't look like but we had to sneak a peek.
Oh,
you know?
I'm a truck driver. I would have turned around like, hey, mom! Like,
yeah.
I can't believe you guys were so respectful.
So, yeah, we did, yeah.
Oh.
Catch
are
a
you,
glimpse,
are
just
you
once.
Briefed as far as, like, how you deal with RuPaul, like, with Queen Care or any of your producers? Like, do they prep you as far as, like, housekeeping rules with Ru? Like, I don't think we had any of that treatment with Brooke.
Oh, God. If they tried to
like,
give us that with Brooke, I would have been like, fuck off.
With RuPaul, I would be like, no, for sure. Like, what's the game here? Like, it is Madonna-level status. It's
yeah.
Like, did you get any sort of briefing or were they just,
I mean,
they knew you would be respectful?
Yeah, like, I mean, not really. It was just like, yeah, we're just gonna, you know, go in and do
that's
the thing.
True.
You know, Ru's
okay.
gonna,
I like that.
Ru's gonna walk in and, you know...
keep it light, keep it right.
There was one thing like with episode 1, our mini challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing like a photo shoot with like sausage sandwiches, you
okay.
know, like sausage sangers. And we were just briefed not to put it in our mouths.
Okay.
Because like Ru doesn't like people eating in front of them. That was the only really
yep.
thing.
I've
we're
heard
like,
this
okay.
Really?
Was, I'm like, yeah, that's totally, it's kind of like
I read in one of their books. Ru has this like whole thing about being photographed eating, like never be
yeah.
seen eating in drag.
Oh, is that the TikTok like lunch thing?
It's like a hard fast. Like a rule of theirs.
I don't know, but it's just kind of like a known thing out there that she doesn't like to see people eat or like food in their mouths or.
Yeah.
Like, that's fabulous.
Yeah. Semi-qualified queens mukbang coming to you soon.
We're featuring RuPaul.
Yeah. that's what I found funny because like Art Simone on season one did a whole talent show of like her just shoving food in her mouth.
Oh, true.
And that's like she even when she does it, like before she does it, she holds up a sign saying sorry, Ru.
See.
So
self-aware queen.
I didn't even clue in on that.
That's
oh my god.
Don't eat in front of RuPaul.
Don't eat in front of RuPaul.
No, don't in front of RuPaul.
I did accidentally, when I was doing my photo shoot, I did get a little bit too into it. And like Ru's just, you know, like, oh, like give it to the camera. And like, because I chose the really big fat sausage, right? Mm-hmm. Like it was
size queen.
It was size queen, you know? Yeah. And then they gave me a piece of bread to put under it, but like the bread was just ridiculous with it. And like, I'm, you know, doing the photo shoot, getting into it, and the bread is just like kind of breaking into pieces. And then I stick the bread in my mouth. And then I like immediately realize, I'm just like, oh shit, the one thing they told us not to do, I fucking did it. So I like spat it out and I'm just like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I like mortified.
Did you say that?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I just spat it out as quick as I could. I was like, oh my god. And
what
then like
she
afterwards
say?
She didn't say anything. We just like kept going. But afterwards I went to the green room. I was just like, oh my god. Like I'm going home. I broke the rule. I ate the bread. The one thing they told us not to do, I fucking put the bread in my mouth. I'm doing fine. Oh my god.
She went, this slut is not winning.
No.
She went, not her.
Molly needs to stop popping things into her mouth.
You know, but then I won the episode, so I was just like, okay, like maybe she liked it a little bit.
Ooh.
You know.
Just on you. Okay, so
because you apologized.
Of,
yeah.
Speaking of Down Under, are we tuning into season 3?
Yes. I've watched the first episode.
Okay, fabulous.
I just watched the first episode.
No,
it's Pride season, so I haven't yet. I have not yet. But I gotta know, Molly. Tell me.
Oh,
who are we rooting for? Do we have any connections with this season 3 cast?
I do know probably like half of the girls. I do know half the girls, but I would have to say definitely rooting for Floor.
Cool.
And Gabriella Labucci.
Oh, what a fun name. I know.
So actually hearing Ru say Gabriella Labucci, it's really fun.
Does she love to say it?
Yeah, you know how there's always like one queen that Ru like loves to say their name?
Yes.
This season it's Gabriella Labucci. Last season it was me. I was like, you know, love that.
Yes.
But yeah, Gabriella Labucci.
Okay.
Oh, so, that's how she says it?
Yeah, just very Italian.
Oh, we gotta tune in.
I don't think she's Italian. But she's
heavily inspired. She likes pizza and pasta.
Yeah, do you know what? Italians are still kind of white. It's fine. Yeah, it's good. So Drag Race Down Under, you know, we've got season 3 happening. What do you think the future of the show is going to look like? Like, do you feel like it's an all-stars? Do you feel like it's a versus the world situation coming up? And like, do you feel like you would be a part of that?
I mean, I would love for like a versus the world. Right. Like, I naturally thought, like, oh, yeah, they did UK, they did Canada. I was just like, oh, Down Under's got to be next, right? And then there's, like, no noise on that. But I'm like, oh, like, it would be great. Like,
that's what I was thinking, too. Especially because Ru already films there.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the soundstage. It seems as though there's certain, like, practicalities to having the actual, like, sets built.
Yeah.
You guys have a set.
We have a set. Everyone online hates it.
It's very small.
It's small.
It's smaller.
It's
small.
It's cozy.
Yeah.
I think maybe it might be a thing of like, you know, they need to work up a few seasons, maybe get a bunch of, maybe expand the set. Like, maybe there's thought about the idea of like a Down Under versus the world, but they're like, you know, if we're going to do this, we need to...
Up the ante.
Do it.
Yeah, like, yeah, bigger set.
When you walked in, did you feel... the size difference, but you couldn't tell? Or
I mean, I had nothing to really compare it to.
I was
like,
gonna say, it's
I was
hard,
like,
yeah.
I mean, the only thing I compare it to, I remember I went to DragCon a few years ago and they had like the workroom.
Oh, that recreation.
The recreation workroom, and like, yeah, like you could probably fit 4 of my workrooms in that workroom.
I will say the Canada one was gigantic. It's big.
Yeah, it looked big. I remember like watching Canada for the first time. I was just like, what do you need all that space?
It's quite big. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a full wall of tables. Our Untucked is in that room. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah, like our workroom, it was like, it was It wasn't too small. Obviously, you know, once you put the cameras in and stuff, you know, you lose half of the room, so it makes it look smaller.
Exactly.
But like it was fine enough. Like the what I said, the runway was probably that was small.
Was okay. It?
Yeah. So like when we were like, you know, all 10 queens are kind of on the runway, it was just like, you know,
squeezing.
It's squeezing because I'm like, oh, you know, like when I was going in season two, I was like, maybe they'll like, you know. Season one's done. They might like add a few more queens. It might be like, you know, a few more episodes, a few more queens. Maybe there might be 12. You know, I remember like UK did it. They had like season one, they had 10 and then they upped it to 12. So I was like, oh, maybe they'll do that for like our season.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know if they're going to like, you know, change the set or this and that. But we walked in, we're like, oh no, like it's the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, we wouldn't have fit fucking 12 queens on our runway. If like, so.
Double elimination the first
episode. Yeah, we're like, we gotta go through some girls.
Because
of
the size of stage.
Oh.
This is just a silly, like, question I'm just curious about, and we can cut it out if you, if you're worried about it with your contract. Did you have the TV actually playing RuPaul, or was it a blank space on the wall that you just had to react to? Because ours was just a blank wall.
Oh, so you didn't even know that you were going to get, like, rude messages?
We could hear her.
Oh, okay.
But we could not see her. And we just had to pretend like we could.
Yeah. No, we, no, she came up on our screen. So.
Really?
Yeah, so. Yeah.
They went, look at that wall. And I went, waiting for a TV to show up. And they went, no, just react. So I always like to know, ask the other girls if they had her on the TV.
Yeah, she was on
they
the TV.
They fixed that in post.
Yeah, they just put it in post for us.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, watching some season, it looks like it's a very, like, you know, put it in post kind of thing, but, you know, ours wasn't. So.
Well, the big controversy was not your season. I think they got rid of that in your season, but in season one that Rue was green screened in. Yeah.
Is this true, though?
No, she wasn't, but rumor is that she was never there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you watch season one, and there's, like, several shots where, like, she is in frame with people. Like, I said, like, our
worker. The amount of work.
She's, like, touching Art Simone, and they're like, she's not there.
She's not there. like, because that worker is
Have
so small.
Have you seen
small.
That hologram of Drake handing himself a piece of paper?
Like, or a book or something?
A book? How do you do that?
I don't know.
With a hologram.
That. Science.
Science.
Yeah. Season two, we had a hologram report.
All the budget for the set was into the
That's hologram. Why it's so small, because you have to hologram her in.
Yeah. Well, that's like, it's so small, it's like, it's hard to get her in, like, wide shots, like, with
she's
all of
very
it.
Tall.
She's tall. But that's, like, one question everyone asked me. They're like, oh my god, you're on Drag Race. They're like, how's RuPaul? Wait, was RuPaul there? And I just started saying, no. She was green screened in.
Didn't catch her.
And then someone would be like, oh yeah, like the budget, you know, you couldn't have her. I was just like, bitch, green screening someone in the whole season probably is more
so
of a budget.
Yeah, than just flying them in for the flight. Be like it's like a $2,000 flight versus like a $30,000 post production. Like, it's insane. Yeah. Yeah, your budget, you couldn't afford the woman who owns the whole franchise.
Okay, I want to shift gears and talk about the aesthetic of Molly Poppins.
All right.
Tell me, where do you draw your inspiration? Because I don't think I've ever seen you. No, maybe you have worn some pastel color, but you do love your neon. You're kind of like a rocker girl. Like, tell me. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of like a bag of Skittles. Like, I love all the colors. Like, I haven't found a color that I don't look good in.
Show me a wig.
Well, I used to hate yellow, and then I realized, oh no,
you look great.
Yellow's fabulous.
I look fierce in yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow's fabulous.
The black and yellow piece you wore to DragCon, I think you wore it on the show as well. Phenomenal.
Yeah, so that was a fun one.
You inspired Beyonce and her Renaissance tour.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like to say it.
You're on the vision board.
You know? But no, I used to hate yellow. I think because, like, I'm, like, really triggered by bananas and they're yellow. Okay. And I'm like, I hate
Can
yellow.
We dive into that?
I'm just...
Why you don't like bananas?
They're just disgusting and revolting.
Okay.
Do you like them?
They're excellent for you.
I know.
The potassium intake is quite good.
So, actually, funny story. When I moved here, from Australian summer to Canadian winter, right?
Oh, that sounds good.
So it was a big change, you know, going from like 40-degree heat to like -4. And I was here for like maybe a month and I got pneumonia.
During VNDS?
It was right after.
Oh, crazy.
Because it snowed.
You
right
lost
after.
VNDS and then you got pneumonia.
And I got pneumonia.
Rough month.
Probably because, like, it started snowing and then, like, I went and played in the snow all day because we don't have snow.
Of course.
But, okay, so I was in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Just over here with pneumonia. And they thought, I just moved here. They thought I had, like, they quarantined me. They thought I had some, like, crazy,
super
like,
bug you brought
disease
over.
That I brought in.
Great, crazy Australian disease from, like, a spider.
It's been xenophobic of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit. I've got pneumonia. And then they're, like, looking at my things and they're, like, wow, you have no potassium in your body.
Well,
so I was like, I hate bananas. So bananas. I was just hooked up to bags of potassium for like 4 days.
Do you eat bananas now?
No.
Your potassium intake is probably so low.
It's probably so low.
You should have bananas. They're excellent for you.
You can't even taste it.
I'm like that repulsed by
them. Is it a texture thing?
It's the taste smell thing.
Got it.
It's all.
It's, I was going to say
color,
really,
feel, mouth feel, touch.
I don't know. They're just...
I
hate them.
So sad. And they're so phallic. They're wonderful.
I know. Mm. I mean, I try and get potassium from sweet potatoes, but like...
Oh, the estrogen intake is lovely as well.
Yeah, that is estrogen. What else has potassium in it? We gotta solve this for Molly.
If you know any potassium enriched foods, please DM Molly Poppins on Instagram.
She needs your help.
I need the potassium.
I love how this is where we end up.
But I like your example of saying you're like a bag of Skittles, because you are so
potassium is inside Skittles.
Yeah.
Just so super bright. You pull your reference. I use that word rock. Like there's a bit of a punk edge to it.
You
like a spike. You like some leathers, right? Like that's
I'm a slut for PVC.
You know, it
looks good. It's like it's shiny. You don't have to rhinestone it. And like, you know,
do you know what I like about you?
The body.
Fits you properly, because some people will wear that PVC and if it's not perfectly fitted like a glove, it looks wrinkly, it looks
bubbly,
low quality. Mm-hmm. Whereas I've always clocked on you make sure it fits perfectly.
Well, that's I feel it's like a good fabric for my body, because I'm like, I have the huge tits, huge ass, like, you know, I try and cinch in that waist, but I've got like no torso.
Yeah,
like, you know, trying to have like this whole corsety moment, like,
just, you want that glossy fabric to pick up all the curves,
you know. I need a four-way stretch that's not gonna give spandex. Mm-hmm. You know,
so, no, totally. So, it looks awesome.
Yeah, so that's definitely my go-to.
No, totally. If I were to draw a cartoon of you, they would be wearing PVC.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's glossy. Yeah. It's so fun.
But definitely colourful, campy. Even like moving back to Australia just like had a big influence on my drag.
I wanted to ask you that actually. That was one of the questions I skipped over. Did you bring a little bit of Vancouver back to Australia? Or did you shapeshift?
I definitely when I moved back to Australia, and a lot of people are like, your drag's so different and so this and so that. And then they watched Canada's Drag Race season one. And then a lot of my friends were like, oh no, I get it now.
Huh. Interesting.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And then,
Well,
how would you compare it? Like, how would you describe it? So they're saying they see the difference. And you can be shady, you can be realistic.
Yeah,
like, what were they saying?
Because, like, Beverly had told us when we asked about Australian drag, because I was always told that Australian drag was, like, big showgirls.
Yeah.
So, but she was saying that you guys revel in trash, like, being bogan, kind of,
bogan?
Sort of. Bogan, I think she said bogan.
Bogan.
Look at me, I'm like a local. but she said you guys kind of revel in being like that, like it's like a mix of like being super, super trashy and bogan or this like insane, huge showgirl.
Yeah.
So like what was the kind of like difference there?
Like for me, I don't know. Like it was just, I had like, a lot of people said, you know, that my drag was different from being over here and then watching Canada's Drag Race. I don't know, but it did influence my drag. Like, coming back to Australia, I was like, okay, let's go bigger with it. Like, you know, like bigger hair, bigger this. And
mm-hmm.
Like, I definitely got more campy.
That's what
back.
I noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I obviously kept up with you on socials.
Yeah.
So that's the power of social media. Even though you like flew across the world, you can still keep up with each other.
Like
I noticed that. I was like, oh my God, the hair is getting bigger.
Yeah.
The costumes are getting bigger. So that was the AU that was kind of rubbing off.
Yeah. So I definitely think I kept a kind of like a lot of the like, the style and stuff from here, and then just infused it with like the Australian camp, and then kind of got a bit of a mixture.
That's so cool. How does
it
feel to be back in Canada after being on Down Under?
I mean, like, I was walking around here for like the first time I got back, I was like jet lagged as fuck, but I was just like walking around, I'm like, oh my God, it's so weird to be back, like, but after being here for like a couple of weeks, I'm just like, oh, it's like I never left, honestly.
Right.
Like it's been good. So
good.
Oh, that makes
me
so
pride.
Happy.
Do you just
shows.
Do you just feel super famous walking around being the Australian Drag Race girl?
Well, like a lot of people have come up to me and they're like, because I kept it kind of low key that I was coming here as well. And like a lot of people come up to me like, are you Molly Pop? They're kind of confused and they're like, why are you here?
You're like, here's my show schedule. Yes.
You feel so welcome.
Why are you here? Well, we have a show together on Sunday, the three of us.
Yeah, brunch. Yes,
and I didn't realize that you were even in town. Like looked at the lineup and I saw Molly Poppins and I was like,
hold on.
And I had to think, I was like, is there a local girl named Molly Poppins there? Like, and then I had to like go through and I was like, I clicked on it and I went, oh no, it's Molly.
Yeah, no, I was so excited to see that lineup.
I saw you on there. I was like, oh cute, like, we do a little show together. So I kept it kind of like, hey, that was coming. So I'm like, oh, so need, like, you know, the last year for me has been crazy. So I was like, I didn't want to come back and just be like, show. So
No, it's so sweet.
So exciting.
No, I love that. It feels just like home again.
Yeah.
It's trippy though, because I feel like these were such formative years for your drag.
Oh, absolutely.
That to come back, it almost, you get those hits of nostalgia, I would imagine.
Yeah, like going into Junction, for like the first time after like 4 years, I'm just like, the stage is different.
It's a bit bigger.
It's a bit bigger, but like the vibes were still the same.
Same vibes.
Like I've never left, you know, so.
Byron's still there.
Byron's still there, yeah.
Grabbing ice and running around, yelling at people.
Yeah, so Del, and like, yeah, just seeing everyone has been so good. It's just like, you know.
It's so cute. Well, do you want to play a little lightning round, Molly Poppins?
Oh, yes.
It's gonna be short. This is gonna be sweet. We're just gonna fire some things at you.
Okay.
And we just wanna like pick your brain, see how it works.
Fire away, babes.
Okay, so latex or rhinestones for the rest of your drag career?
Rhinestones.
Troye Sivan or Sam Smith?
Wait, what was that?
Troye Sivan or Sam Smith?
Oh. Let's go, Troye Sivan.
A twink.
Nudes or neon? I think I know the answer.
Neons, babes.
I was really hoping you'd be like, nudes.
I do want to see you in like beige. Like,
beige?
But like beige PVC.
I did have a beige PVC once.
Yeah, a beige PVC would be fun.
I wore it once and I was just like, no, I wasn't giving.
No. Neon beige?
Yeah.
Wedges or platforms?
Platforms.
Who
wears a wedge? Honestly.
I know. They're fun if you're like on the beach.
Yeah.
Like if you wear like a sarong and it's like a cork wedge.
Yeah. Like if
Cynthia slowly takes her wedges off.
I didn't want to say it, but I would be like,
you wear wedges?
I feel like Cynthia would make sense in a wedge. We wouldn't make sense in a wedge, but I feel like Cynthia gives wedge.
I don't know what that means.
We're going to put a pin in that. This is lightning round.
We also, before this happened, I was talking about a hair and I went, Cynthia, I think you would really do this hair. It's like kind of tacky and sort of Karen-y. Gross and ugly. And she was like, what are we saying about it? And I was like, no, that's not what I mean.
I'm like, there's a journey with this. Okay. Maccas or Cheeky Nandos?
Maccas.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, Maccas. You say it funny.
How should you say it? Maccas.
We just say it like, Maccas.
Maccas.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
I'm just a parrot.
You say it funny.
Miakas.
Do you want to do a human unit or a huge blown out synthetic?
Oh, blown out synthetic.
Mm.
I do have one human that I've recently just purchased. It's neon green. Of course. I love her. I don't know how to fucking style her or clean her or look after her, but I feel pussy in it.
We know some local girls who can clean it up for you. Yeah.
I did bring it, and then like I pulled it out of the bag the other day. I was like, oh, she's all kinky and like gross. I'm like, oh, maybe not.
When do you leave?
I leave on Monday.
Oh my god, I leave on Monday. What time?
Like 10:30.
PM.
PM.
Oh my god, I leave at 11 p.m.
Oh my god, I'm gonna see you at
I'll see you at Sniffies. Do you know what Sniffies is?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, it's.
But she'll see you there.
I'll explain it when we cut.
See you at Sniffies. Girl. Sniffies.
You're gonna be like, oh my god.
Okay.
But thank you so much for being on with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank
this
you
is
for
super
having
fun.
Me. It's been fun.
Molly, is there anything else you want to shamelessly plug other than your Instagram? Like, do we have any projects to look forward to coming out of the Molly Poppins factory?
Honestly, like, not at the moment. Honestly, I'm on vacay, baby. Like,
yeah, you're traveling. Yes.
I'm traveling. So, follow me on Instagram @Molly Poppins with two Z's. You know, the first first one, it did have one seat, but she got taken down when I lived here. That
was a nice.
Yes.
Now you're
nice.
Famous.
Now I'm famous.
So don't fuck with that second
you know,
seat. She's got that little blue chuck mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I feel like so great, and I'm excited to do the show with you on
brunch
Sunday.
Girl. Yeah.
Brunch girl.
I've got a neon outfit. I'll wear it that day.
Please.
Yeah.
I am wearing PVC, and I'm going to fucking sweat in it. I know I am.
You should wear PVC. I'll wear neon, and then we could all be like...
A human centipede.
God. I hope that fucking, that, what is it, where are we?
Lamplighter.
I hope they've got the AC running, because...
You'll be fine.
Hot.
Yeah. The owner's gay. We'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. Love that.
Well, Molly, thank you for coming on the podcast. It literally means so much. We love doing them in person, too.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Yeah. It's such a treat.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
nice.
You get to see your lovely faces, and,
I feel bad for our editor, because we just are all talking on top of each other, but we'll be fine.
What can we do?
Mic? Say hi to Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Sorry for the crazy edit.
Love you. He's going to be like, but thank you so much. And we will see you Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, isn't Molly Poppins just the sweetest?
I love an Australian.
Me too.
Me too. They're not Australian. They're very nice.
I love when she said, oh no. And we all were like, oh no.
And I like how she didn't, like, roll her eyes at us.
She didn't.
She went, I'll let these Canadians have it.
Because she lived in Vancouver.
Yeah.
She's used to it.
My favorite part was, do you like macas or a cheeky Nando's? And she was like, oh my God.
You said it so weird. And by you, I mean me.
Yeah.
Cynthia Kiss.
Her face just looked at you like, oh.
Yeah. I wonder if that's like saying McDonald's, like, McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like making a weird, like, L.A. Valley girl sound to it.
Putting the wrong vowel in the wrong syllable.
Emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's what it is. 3 hours sleep. three hours sleep. Yeah,
so fun. I'm loving the interview series.
Yes. Let us know if you guys are enjoying the interviews. We're having so much fun doing them.
It's literally the best.
Yeah, it's the best.
I walk away knowing more about these queens, knowing more about you. I feel like it's like a funny catalyst just for all of us to chime in.
Yeah.
Like,
but I feel like more organic conversations rather than us being like, another week in the room.
Exactly. I feel like the show sometimes, as much as we love reviewing the show, and there'll be more of that future programming, but I think the interview series, it switches it up, and I have a blast doing it.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I actually think we should start doing a thing where we're announcing who we're going to be interviewing so people can bring in questions.
Oh, that is... Wow.
Yeah.
I love when we have meetings while we're recording.
Oh, isn't this lovely? And I'm so happy that you guys can be a part of these meetings.
But
if you guys like that, just let us know. And the way you can let us know...
Absolutely, is following us on Instagram. Following us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at SQQpod, and using the hashtag semiqualifiedqueensquestions.
Semiqualifiedquestions.
And... if you want to send in a voice memo for the podcast, you can record that at speakpipe.com/SQQPOD.
We are going to be back next week with another very special interview, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.